Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, Audra, let's say hello to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we understand that you've been ghosted by Ellen, and we're going to try to help you out there, but we just need to know what happened. Why are we here?
Okay. Well, I live in Killeen, and I'm in the Army. Not a whole lot of action on the base, obviously. So when it comes to dating, you know, like I got on Hinge, and I ended up connecting with Ellen. She lives in Austin, which is not a big deal, you know. And after a few weeks of chatting and whatnot, I drove into Austin to take her out on a date.
Okay.
Now, I'm a pretty old-fashioned guy, so I picked her up at her house and drove her to the restaurant, and it seemed like she wasn't used to that. So I think she was very impressed, which was a really good feeling for me. I thought we were really connecting, but it got kind of a weird vibe towards the end of the evening, and it was when I dropped her off. I just kissed her on the cheek because I don't want to push it. You know, I'm a gentleman. And I haven't heard from her since then, and I'm really curious why that is. I thought we had an amazing time and was looking forward to seeing her again, and I just don't know what's going on.
I can't believe she's impressed by him picking her up. If I was dating, I would never want to pick up my date.
You would never want to pick up your date?
No.
I think most women don't want to be picked up.
Exactly. Either. Like, for safety reasons, if it's a first date, it's like, I don't know if you want me to know where you live and vice versa, and I don't want to make it feel awkward. Like, meet up with me, and if it works out, we Uber together to someone's place at the end of the night.
Nobody knows more about this than you, Audrey. Is chivalry dead?
A lot of guys will offer, but I don't think they really mean it. It depends on the man. I'd say 50-50 if they want to pick you up or meet there.
Really? But you don't ever... Well, first of all, Audrey doesn't want to date more than like 2.5 blocks from her house.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shelly, I'll just meet you there.
I've learned my lesson. I let a guy pick me up one time, and I knew the second I got in his car, I didn't like him. And
oh.
I was like, then we were trapped together in the car.
Wait,
what?
His car?
No, it had nothing to do with this car. It was just me being trapped there with him when I didn't like him. And I already knew, oh, now we have to go to the restaurant. And he has to drive me home. Like, ugh.
Oh, no. Hope that's not the case here.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's just call Ellen and see what she says, okay? Hang on, Joe.
Okay.
Hello.
Ellen. Is this
Hi.
You? Hey, all right, this is going to be the weirdest call you're going to get today, but I want to let you know everything up front. My name is Brad Booker, Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We all three do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. It's called Booker, Alex, and Audrey. And we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and that's what we're doing right now. We help out people that have been ghosted. And poor Joe, Joe's on the phone. He told us what an amazing woman you are and how he was really excited to go out with you, came down, took you out, picked you up. And then he said that he kind of felt like there wasn't much of a vibe going on at the end, which started off good, ended up bad, and he doesn't know why you are not responding. So we're here to set the record straight. Hopefully you'll be willing to talk to us and be honest. Will you tell us what's going on? Maybe share your side of the story here.
I guess, okay, I'm going to be just completely honest, even if it makes me sound like an asshole. Like, nothing really went wrong when we were together. I wasn't aware of the fact that he was in the Army. And I like knew that he had previously been in the military, but I thought that he was just done with all of that. And I know it sounds really shitty, but I just don't trust military men. You know,
like what do you mean you don't trust military men?
I've heard horror stories, you know, from like countless women about being with a man in the army and how much they got cheated on. And, you know, a lot of these women are even in Austin, and I've seen it on Facebook a ton, and I've personally been cheated on in the past, and I'm just like 0% dealing with that again.
I've heard the same thing too. That with military
what?
Peeps and with the athletes, mm-hmm. professional athletes.
Well, that kind of goes without saying with athletes, but
you make it sound
military. What? So because you've been cheated on in the past, and because on your Facebook, I'm not shading here. I'm just trying to understand. On these Facebook pages, you have seen people talk about dating guys that are in the military and that they've cheated on them. You just assume that Joe's a cheater and you don't want to go out with him again? You don't even want to give him a chance?
I mean, I don't assume he's a cheater, but it's more just like I don't want... it's just sort of like a no for me.
Oh. Well, thank you for your honesty. Joe, is there anything that you would like to say?
I mean, I just think it's absolutely insane that... that me serving my country would be a problem for her. And my job says nothing about me being a cheater or not. And for the record, I'm not. But I guess she'll never find out.
Oof.
Damn, he told her.
Ouch.
Ouch.
That sucks. Joe, thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you reaching out to us. I'm sorry we couldn't help with better news here. But thank you, Ellen, for being honest and open.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.